The AI industry's capital reckoning. Meta stumbles, China floods the zone, and Starlink's monopoly question. Meta's stock fell sharply after an earnings miss and surging capital expenditure numbers that sent free cash flow plunging before partially recovering on Friday. The underlying question applies across the sector. At what point does AI infrastructure spending generate returns that justify the investment? A New York Times investigation into Oracle detailed a parallel version of the same bet. The company has taken on substantial debt to finance an aggressive push into AI data center infrastructure, creating a capital structure that requires AI enterprise adoption to materialize at scale and speed sufficient to service that debt. China's AI competitive push accelerated visibly this week when DeepSeek, Minimax, and ByteDance all released new models on the same day. A coordinated release cadence that reads as a deliberate market signal. The Chinese approach combines open-source releases with aggressive pricing. DeepSeek's models have historically been offered at a fraction of the cost of comparable American models, directly targeting the economics of API pricing. A separate lawsuit alleges Alibaba stole AI model architecture or weights from another party, highlighting the complex intellectual property questions around model distillation and fine-tuning that existing copyright law was not designed to handle. Google's July Gemini drop added a macOS voice tool and several new models, a direct competitive move against Apple's own AI ambitions, with timing made more pointed by Apple's rough Friday. Bill Ackman called Starlink a near monopoly this week while announcing he would not buy SpaceX stock at its $1.49 trillion valuation. Under the Sherman Antitrust Act, having a monopoly is not automatically illegal. What matters is whether a company obtained or maintained dominant market position through anti-competitive conduct, rather than superior products or genuine innovation. Ackman's framing is analytically interesting, but legally incomplete. His stated objection appears to be that the valuation does not meet his fund's return requirements, not that Starlink has engaged in actionable anti-competitive conduct.